Paul Goody.
Hey, Ben Lawrence.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Oh, good. So it's 6:31 instead of 6:30.
Yeah.
Time just sort of got away from me.
It's all right. I don't blame you. I blame myself.
Oh no! What happened?
Oh, jeez, you don't want to know. Well,
oh, really? No. You're just pretending, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just pretending.
You know, it's weird, but with these, for whatever reason, I can't hear you over myself. Oh, wait, maybe I can turn up.
Why can't you hear me?
Oh, there we go. I had you potted down too far.
Ah.
Using some lingo on my phone.
Gotcha.
All right, so I was thinking today we would start off with a little viewer mail.
Viewer mail?
Yeah, so did anybody mail us?
No, well, actually, I was thinking that, were you going somewhere with this, or were you just asking?
No, I was just checking to see if anybody had sent us any mail.
Well, I thought
lots of people do viewer mail at the end. I was like, Why don't we do it at the beginning? That's nice, because our fans, Ben,
right,
are the number one thing.
I was thinking it would be fun if we came up with a segment called Fake Viewer Mail, because nobody listens to this, and so we can just come up with our own viewer mail.
Okay, well, actually, Ben, as it so happens, I have viewer mail right now.
You do?
Sure I do. Yeah, hold on. Let me just get it here. It's actual paper.
On paper. They sent it to the home office.
Yeah, let's see. It says, Dear Goody and Lawrence. It's Pollen, but you can call us Pollen Ben if you want. I am a... Hold on, it's hard to read because it's written out longhand.
Well, they don't teach handwriting in school anymore.
Yeah, and this seems like really... The parchment is really... I am trapped 100 years in the past. Haha, JK, I'm a ghost. You guys suck. Well, that's not really good. I don't like that.
All right.
Don't write us if you're a ghost or trapped, don't write us to tell us that we suck. That's not nice.
So,
Ben, do you want to read one of your... Oh, wait. Let me do a little bit of housekeeping first.
Hey!
Don't yell at me. Okay. I'm doing a podcast. Okay. I'll call for you when it's your turn to be on mic. Okay. Sorry about that, kids.
That's all right.
Today, you know.
Yeah. No, it's totally cool.
So yeah, Arida, what was your mail?
I have a question from listener. It's kind of a confusing name. It's actually mostly symbols, like left brackets, right brackets, curly braces.
Oh, wait a second. Let me ask you a question. Is it by any chance postmarked from Minnesota?
Well, it was sent via email. It was sent to Ben's email at yahoo.com @gmail.com. And if any fake listeners out there want to send us a question, you can send it to Ben's email at yahoo.com @gmail.com. And this person writes, dear Goody and Ben, that an interesting way to start off. But
that's actually nice. You know, we know exactly who their friends are.
Exactly.
Apparently.
I have a question that I stole from the internet, which is, what's something that only works in movies? Now, that's an interesting question. Because
I know this one.
It relies on our recall of movies. Which we established
can I tell you?
Last episode is not very good. Yes, tell me, what's something that only works in movies, Paul?
What is something that only works in... A ticket terror.
A ticket terror.
Yes.
Like somebody... Like
I suppose they could work at a theater
I see.
A projectionist.
A projectionist.
There we go.
Or how about an usher? Somebody who
There are ushers at churches.
I was gonna I was going to say, well, I've never been to church. I was going to say, that's actually not true.
You don't know what you're missing.
I do, actually. I have been a couple times.
Wait a second. Hold on. Your story is breaking down now.
It is breaking down. Because once I said I've never been in church, what I meant to say was I don't go to church. I have been in the past.
I understand. Hey, can I tell you something? I have attended church more frequently since I moved to the Midwest than ever before.
Well,
can I tell you why?
It's required over there, isn't it?
It's not. It does help when you're, trying to escape the loyalty police. But here's the important thing.
Yeah.
My father, as you know, I am adopted.
Yes.
My adopted father, is a Lutheran minister.
Right.
And he is retired, but he still preaches sometimes when local pastors need him to.
Just like on the street, or does he go to a church?
Oh, no, churches. Churches,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Just not like in the living room he feels you've done something wrong.
I'm like, let's say I'm Pastor Jones. Pastor Jones is going to be out of town. Mom? Pastor Goody will start preaching for him instead.
Right. So he freelances.
So Pastor Jones can go on vacation. Exactly, yes, freelancing.
Excellent.
So
I was going to bring up something about ushers in movies. I don't know how many movies.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know how many movies.
Oh, but wait! I was talking about my dad, Ben.
I don't know how many.
Shut it!
I don't know how many movies you've seen.
Hold
over
on.
In St. Louis.
Wait a second.
But
hold on, this is important. I go to support him like a parent goes to a child's pageant. I do it, and it's important, Ben. More important than movies. I support my dad.
You're a good
son.
You're a good son, Paul.
All right. Thank you. How long did it take for you to get to that? Thank you.
Is that what you were just waiting for?
I was just waiting for you to validate the fact that I am a good son. Ben, I mean, fishing for a compliment is like, I don't know. My there's something going on at my...
The seas runneth dry.
Oh, my child needs to eat. Did you know that? Children have to have food also.
That's unfortunate. What does that mean?
So Ben, I hear you have something to say about movies.
Ah, the moment
and
is
ushers.
Passed. I've forgotten. Well, hey, I heard that George R.R. Martin had to issue a statement that he's still alive. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But why? Was there something fake about his death?
Well, Beatles producer George Martin passed away yesterday.
Oh, you know what? I did see that. And
and George R.R. Martin had to issue a statement saying, no, he was not, in fact, the George Martin that passed away.
Yeah, that, you know, because that was one of the things that I thought when I was reading it was, wow, this British guy who doesn't look anything like George R.R. Martin is probably George R.R. Martin. And besides being a successful fantasy writer, he also was heavily involved
produced
in
the Beatles back in the early 60s.
They never mentioned,
like, who
you know, when he's...
Right.
Yeah.
So let's get back to this Betty needing to eat thing. Is that something you have to take care of?
No. Jennifer is taking care
of
it. Actually, here's the thing. Betty, 10 years old, she can take care of her own food now. Which is why sometimes I don't feed her.
Learn to live on your own, kid.
Exactly.
You got 8 years left with me.
All right. So here's the answer to your question. Speaking of movies.
Yes, sir.
You wanted to know about foreign flops, and you specifically mentioned Nigeria and Russia.
Right, right.
Also, by the way, I am never going to ask for homework again. Because It actually became a chore, so I didn't do a very good job.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what I have learned. Okay, Russia, it was pretty easy to figure out, because remember, we defined it as a flop, meaning that it should have done better than it did, right? Not necessarily just a bad movie, but something
that... It had expectations and the budget behind it.
Yes. Okay, and so Russia, it was easy. I found one.
Okay.
It's called the Inhabited Island, and it is the most expensive science fiction movie made in Russia. It's from 2009. It's estimated that it's about $29 million to make it. And it barely made back its budget after sales and DVD sales and everything.
Gotcha.
So that's why, I mean, it did really well, but
what's the name of it again?
A whole lot to make. The Inhabited Island. It's called something else in Russian, obviously. But the important thing is that the guy who directed it, he actually had like tons of accolades for some of his other films. He's a really respected director.
Yeah.
The movie itself, though, pretty much gets like 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, 5 stars on IMDb. It's just right in the... It's not a 1 star,
right?
But
right.
It's not a 10 star. It's 5. So there's that.
Cool.
Now Nigeria, yeah. However, gets us into a crazy world. No way to accurately define a flop in Nigeria because they make so many films, and the budgets are pretty low. So
I can't imagine that they would have a thriving film industry.
No. In fact, there are only 2 Nigerian films that I found on IMDb, and those don't really count because they're actual rated in America, and the box office is American, but it doesn't say what it made over in Nigeria. They don't mention that.
I see.
And I don't even know if this counts in the whole... Okay, so there's Bollywood.
Correct. Yeah.
In India.
Yeah.
There's a thing called Nollywood, which is the Nigerian film industry.
Oh.
And I tried to watch some and I just couldn't. I had to like fast forward through them. If you are someone involved in the Nigerian film industry listening to this, I'm sure that there are better ones that I missed. But a lot of the ones that I saw were kind of horror movies. About people who didn't go to church. Speaking of your non-going to churchness and the bad things that befell them and stuff like that, it was like, all right, I don't mean to offend anyone, but imagine, if you will, pornography.
Okay, hang on.
That doesn't
no, no,
really
no, wait,
have
I'm still
any...
imagining it.
Oh, wait, sorry, yeah. Just for a second, yeah, imagine... Imagine what that's like.
All right. I've got it. Go on.
All right. But now there's no actual sex in it. It's just the scenes that lead up to it. kind of like that. So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, some of them seem like they're shot on video. But there are tons of them. And here's the problem,
yeah,
Ben.
Yeah.
Ghana, which is near Nigeria.
Right.
Has its own industry, which is sometimes called Gollywood.
Okay.
And in 2012, it may happen more than that, but the Nigerians and the folks from Ghana like ban each other's films, and they say that they can't be shown in the other country and all that. There's the film industries sometimes work together and sometimes they don't. And so the thing that I've heard anyway is that the films from Ghana are sometimes racier than the films from Nigeria.
Okay.
And they're more cheaply made. And so I don't know. If anybody wants to go down that rabbit hole, they're welcome to it. But my head started to hurt after a little while looking into it.
In all of your studies, did you find out that the nickname for each one of these industries is just the first consonant of the country's name followed by Hollywood?
I didn't find it out, but I figured it out on my own. No one told me. But yeah, that... And if you see Gollywood is actually like GHA.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine it would be Gollywood like what Goofy would say in the Disney universe.
So in that way, or Andy Daly on the Comedy Bang Bang, Jason Mantzoukas
right
thing. That's a good show, by the way. Let's plug that. Are you familiar with Comedy Bang Bang? You should really check it out. It's kind of interesting.
This section of the Goody Lawrence podcast brought to you by Comedy Bang Bang. If they want to give us anything at all, we'll take it.
Yeah, heck. I'll even mention Hollywood Handbook. How about that? Any other podcast you want to... Oh, I will say this. I actually do want to make a plug for another podcast.
Okay.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. Now, what is? I have not heard of that. What is it?
Oh, it's great. Okay, it's this guy named Arnie Niekamp, from Chicago, went through a magic portal, and ended up in the magical land of Foon. And there he has a podcast from the Vermilion Minotaur with Chunt, the shapeshifter, who normally takes the form of a badger, and Usador, who has a longer name that I'm not going to say, who is a wizard. And then they just interview the people there.
Okay.
But the interesting thing about it is that it's not real. It's made up.
It's made up?
And yes.
You had me,
and
though.
The guy who plays Usador the wizard is my good friend Matt Young. Matt and I were friends in college.
Ah, so you have a connection to this podcast.
Yes, yes, yes. But here's the thing. This is why I bring it up. It just got picked up by Earwolf.
Oh, really?
Earwolf, of course, of Comedy Bang Bang fame. And I'm pretty happy that that happened. Now,
cool.
You might be asking yourself, well, Paul, have you talked to Matt in person in 20 years?
Well,
no, I have not. but when we were hanging out, it was a great time.
Yeah.
And he also does improvised Star Trek. He's the captain on that. So he's done it. He's done very well for himself in the improv game.
Yeah. Do you listen to any other podcasts regularly? I'm not fishing for a plug for Perfect Bound here, but I like, do you, any other podcasts that you listen to?
All right, so here's what I listen to. I listen to Perfect Bound podcast.
Yep.
I listen to, with special guest Lauren Lapkus. I listen to Comedy Bang Bang. I listen to Hollywood Handbook. I listen to I Was There Too. That's Matt Gourley's movie podcast, which I think you would really like.
Okay.
I recommend it. I sometimes listen to How Did This Get Made?
Right.
When Andy Daly's podcast Pilot Project was on, I listened to that. I love that one.
I saw
Super Ego just ended its run.
Yeah.
But they still have specials on it and stuff like that. I really like Super Ego.
I saw
sorry, you were saying.
I saw a live version of How Did This Get Made at Bumbershoot a couple years ago, where they talked about Roadhouse, which was pretty awesome.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I haven't seen that yet.
I had actually never seen Roadhouse before I sat in on that panel.
Yeah, you don't. That's the fun thing, is you don't have to really see it
in
order to like it. Oh, of course. And of course, Spontanea Nation with Paul F. Tompkins.
Is that a new podcast of his? I'm still subscribed to the Pod F. Tompcast, which he hasn't updated in a long time.
If you haven't heard Spontanea Nation, you should take a look at it. If you like Paul F. Tompkins,
take a listen.
And I know I do. It's great.
Yeah, I don't have any podcasts that I routinely listen to. The only ones that I routinely listen to are just NPR shows.
Oh, like what?
Wait, Don't Tell Me. Car Talk.
No, seriously. Like what? I was asking you. I'm not sorry.
And This American Life and Serial.
Which, I do, you know, thank you for steamrolling my wait, don't tell me joke, because I felt bad about it. Wait, Serial?
Serial, yeah.
From Seattle?
Yeah.
But wait.
You've heard of it, right?
What about the other quiz show that Jonathan Coulton is on sometimes?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's good. I liked it a lot.
Do you know the name of it?
That's the thing, is I don't. And there's another one called What Do You Know that I sometimes run into.
What do you know?
But But it's only when Jennifer is in the car and she's listening to NPR.
Right.
Normally, I just listen to my phone.
Yeah, I don't. You know, it's funny though. I don't actually listen to podcasts. I have to make time. I don't have time during my day, like a commute or anything, where I can just sit down and listen. And so I used to have that. I used to have a pretty long commute when I worked as a school photographer. I would drive for, like, I would be in my car maybe 3.5, sometimes 4 hours a day. And I would get through a week's worth of my podcasts in one day.
Oh, hey, here's some cognitive psychology stuff we can do here on this. Now that I'm not working in a busy construction environment and I'm in an office environment,
yeah,
I can listen to podcasts while I'm working.
Yeah.
But it depends on the kind of work I'm doing.
Yeah.
If I'm spell checking something, I can listen to podcasts. If I'm formatting something, I can listen to podcasts. But if I'm reading for, like, correct grammar and all that,
right,
can't listen to podcasts at the same right. time. Too much language words in my head, you see.
I can, like,
I think is what the problem is.
When I work, I oftentimes have to listen to what I'm working on because I deal with video and often audio.
Yeah.
But if I'm doing something like motion graphics where I don't have to listen to something, then I can turn on. I usually turn on the baseball game if the Mariners are playing, but or just music. Because sometimes I find I just kind of, even if I'm listening to a podcast while I'm working on motion graphics, I tune out of the podcast, and I find that I have to go back and,
yes,
and re-listen to
that
something.
That is exactly, because you're using that part of your brain that normally yeah. understands what words mean.
That's why I could never get into books on tape. I tried listening to a book on tape when I was driving once, when I was in school,
yeah.
and I just couldn't do it. I found that I would go 20 minutes and realize that I was not even paying attention to what was happening.
Yep, that can happen lots of times. The sort of voodoo, like, you know, memory course thing would say, well, your brain still remembers that even if you didn't listen to it. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
But like, even if your brain remembers it, but I mean, this is weird separating the brain from your consciousness. But even if your brain remembers it, but you can't, does it really matter?
Yeah. Well, the idea is, well, find out from my course how to recall all these memories. Here's the thing about it is that you're normally doing those courses by yourself with no one to validate. So you remembering what's going on may not actually be remembering what's going on. It may be actually a memory factory for you. We're like, oh, yeah, I remember now.
Right.
The guy was wearing a red hat, but he wasn't. You just have, you know, a good imagination, and you figured it out,
so,
or implanted it in yourself.
So,
yes.
So a little bit of housekeeping. What rate are you recording this at? Are you still sticking with 44.1 hertz?
Yeah, and here's the reason why. My wife uses 44.1 for everything she does,
okay.
and I'm actually using her recording setup.
Ah.
And okay. so, yes.
Good, because I changed mine to 44.1, and I didn't want this
Yay!
To be like a gift of the Magi kind of thing where I switched and then you switched as well.
Always bank on me not doing the right thing, and you should be pretty good. Also, just because of the size of the file, I think that we should always keep this at an hour. I think that's great. People will know what they're in for then.
Yeah.
You know, just like anything else.
I wouldn't even listen to it if it were longer than an hour.
Yep. Jennifer is staring at me.
Did
Jennifer?
Was there a different?
Is there something?
44. That's not what they want. What do they want?
Well, no. 44.1 is good. It's good. Because here's the thing, Jennifer can switch it.
It's
here's
a button.
The thing that I want to make sure. When I say, well, this is what Jennifer records at. I don't want to switch it. It's much like the little creature hiding behind the volcano, not wanting to make the volcano angry, even though the volcano is a natural phenomenon, not something that.
I'm a 5-foot-tall woman. I just want to know what you want it recorded at.
Did you just?
I don't think you can.
I did not know. I heard something in the background, but I could not discern what she was saying.
Oh, it's too bad because it was funny.
I was going to ask
but I'm not
going to
say it.
Called Jennifer a volcano, but you know, we'll let that pass.
Yeah. I sometimes I do call my wife a volcano. But if you've ever seen you know, the short from Pixar, that's not a bad thing at all.
I have not seen the short from Pixar.
Oh, it's good.
Anyway, more
lava.
More lava. Watch out, it's hot.
Yeah.
More housekeeping. This is episode 4 of the Goody Lawrence podcast. Some people may think it's episode 3 because it's actually the third time we've talked to each other. But back in 2015,
I think I've been calling it episode 3.
Yeah, I'm calling it episode 4, and I'm the one who puts it on the website. Okay. So that's
what Yeah. Well, this is obviously episode 4. There's
and the
just
reason...
the fact that I named the last one Goody Lawrence episode 2 when I sent you the file probably would have tipped you off that I was wrong.
Yeah, the reason I did that is because I actually podcasted a song of ours on the feed back in like mid 2015. Partly just to make sure that everything was still working.
Yes.
But
What was the song?
It was Ava Adore, our cover of the Smashing Pumpkins song.
Yes.
Which, if you haven't back seen, you should go to goodylawrence.com and check it out.
Yeah, it was actually pretty fun. The great John McKenna.
Yes.
Appearing as the devil.
Indeed, and Brett Fetzer as himself.
Yes, and Brett Fetzer as the devil. I'm kidding, Brett. You aren't the devil. Brett Fetzer and I were roommates for a while.
Yes, you were. In fact, I remember a thing that he told you when you moved in because you it's an Oscar and Felix situation with you two. Brett, of course, being the Felix. And yes. I believe he told you that you can Oscar as much as you want, but keep it in your own room.
Yes, and I did.
You did. I do remember visiting every once in a while and being impressed by how clean the apartment was.
I basically didn't let anything leave my room, and it was pretty good. It was a nice probably one of the best roommates I've had.
Yeah,
he's very conscientious about. Personal space,
yeah,
but also very opening, like, you know, hey, I'm gonna cook something, do you want to have some of it?
Right.
And notice how I very kindly did not try to do an impression of his voice there. That was a conscious act on my part.
I don't think there's a problem with that. I think Brett's fine.
Used to
people imitating him.
Also, it's because you do a better impression of him than me, so
Yes, well, not when under pressure.
Yep. But, you should really do it because it's great and everyone will love it. And if you don't do it well, then
that, no. Now, that apartment building...
gone, right?
I don't know if that whole building is gone, but
I thought they were taking it off to build out Harborview.
Well, they were. That's why Brett moved out. Because they were built. They were expanding Harborview. Not Harborview. They were expanding Swedish. They were expanding some sort.
No,
of...
No, it's Harborview.
Was it Harbor...
Harborview? Harborview. Yeah.
All right.
I know because I used to actually hop on the Harborview shuttle, to go to the U District. There's a shuttle that goes from Harborview there to. A Harborview clinic.
Was that you just getting out of paying bus fare?
Yeah, because they don't check to see who you are. You probably can't do it anymore.
All right,
but,
for any
for
any law enforcement individuals listening to the show, you can find Paul Goody somewhere in Evansville, Illinois. I don't know, just ask around.
Sure,
somebody knows him.
Man, that would be too bad. Oh, there's something I kept. Oh. I found out that you and I, lots of our sketches might be in some thing. Today, I found out.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking. Yeah. What's that all about?
Well, okay, A of all, how did you find that?
I was Googling Goody Lawrence to see if because I don't have your webpage bookmarked, and there's benlawrence.com. Is it Ben? Is it Benjamin
Ben's,
Lawrence? What is it?
Yeah, it's Benjamin. So I own GoodyLawrence.com. It just redirects to BenjaminLawrence.com/GoodyLawrence.
That's right. So I was just trying to find it And I accidentally saw that episode of whatever it was on YouTube.
So what that is your friend of mine, Troy Lund, was part of a filmmaking club.
Also know the master
also known
from American Doctor Who episode 3.
Yeah, he for a time was part of a filmmaking collective. They were at once an improv filmmaking collective, but I think they kind of moved away to more scripted stories called the Beta Society.
Yes.
And
that's right.
And they had a show. They had like a weekly half-hour slot on one of Seattle's public access channels. I can't remember if it was like the legit public access channel or if it was the Seattle channel, which is not so much public access, but it's a city-run channel that does a lot of really great arts programming.
Who were the people that I wouldn't let videotape me?
Those were public access people. Those were
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So anyway, but the Seattle channel did tape two editions of Spin the Bottle back in 2002, maybe. A couple of our sketches that we have on our website are taken from the Seattle channel's recording.
Is that the one with blood, blood, blood?
Blood, 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 and after the shootout. But anyway, going back to the Beta Society, Troy actually, I think he was just looking for content, and he asked us if we wanted to submit sketches to put in their show. And so I gave him a handful of Goody Lawrence films, and they aired on whatever channel that they had. It was probably something like 3 o'clock in the morning on channel 3 to the 7th power.
It went online 2015 at some point in time. So
is that when the video was? I clicked on the video and I saw that it had something like 18 views. I'm like, all right, whatever. And I watched the first like maybe 30 seconds. It wasn't one of our sketches. It was one of theirs, and I got distracted and turned it off.
See, so I was at work when I. So I can't look at videos at work.
Yeah.
But
the screenshot is basically just you shirtless. Like the thumbnail.
It's from the video. The sketch thing that I did, or the stand-up thing.
Yeah.
My one stand-up thing.
Was that slap that ass? Is that what?
It was indeed. Yeah. Yes. And it actually worked out pretty well.
That actually has one of my favorite jokes of yours in that bit.
Oh, please tell me what it is.
It's they asked me if I wanted to be a dog catcher, and I said, no, I want to be the guy that throws them.
Slap that ass. can I tell you what my favorite joke that I've created is?
What's your favorite joke?
Ninja walks into a bar. Bartender says, hey, you can't throw those stars around here. And Ninja says, shuriken.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, if you don't mind, I have
go ahead.
I have some Girl Scout cookies here, and I'm gonna tear into one.
Nice, okay.
So they're Samoas, my favorite of the Girl Scout cookies.
Samoas, eh?
Yeah, the Samoas.
Yeah. Chocolate and coconut.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of caramel stuff.
Yeah, something weird inside.
Something weird inside.
Made from genuine Girl Scouts.
Something weird inside the Ben Lawrence story.
A memoir.
Keep that in mind. So, hey, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
This is Ask Ben About Videotape Editing. And also motion graphics, I guess. Rendering. Still a really long time, or is it not so long anymore?
Depends on what you're doing. And how fast your computer is.
I suppose so.
When I was...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, when I was first starting out in the freelance video editing world, a lot of my early jobs was basically producing motion graphics on video sales letters, which are, you know, some person A has something they want to sell online, a product or a program or whatever. And they would send me basically hours of footage of them standing in front of a green screen telling the populace what they wanted to sell. And it was my job to basically key out the background and put in motion graphics in the background to keep visual interest. And back when I first started doing this, this might have been, I don't know, 2009,
2010? Yeah.
I would literally sleep in the office. I would set a render, and it would tell me this, and they would be long videos. It would be like, you know, a 35-minute video, and so it would take hours to render, and more often than not, these videos had to, like, go online on this person's website, like, in 2 days.
Yep, so exactly.
Because
that's what I remember. You rendering was a thing.
Yeah, and the computer would tell me, this is going to take 3.5 hours to render, so I would set my alarm on my phone for 3.5 hours and go into the lounge here at Annex and sleep. And then wake up 3.5 hours later, might have been like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I would come into the office, stumble into the office and look at and see if it's done. And it's really, really crushing when you watch the finished product and you notice a mistake.
Or when you get there and there's a error on the screen.
Yeah. That's,
and you have to start over.
That's the worst. I had to, the at one time, I had to provide a file to a client to let them see what I was doing, right? And it would not render. I could not figure it out. It just wouldn't render. It would take too long. So what I did was I bought screen capture software, and I basically just played it on my screen and recorded it with the screen capture software.
This is me clapping.
And sent them that video with the caveat, look, this looks like crap. But this isn't what the final thing is going to look like. But this is, you know, this is how I was able to get you this file this morning.
Yeah. And it worked out, right?
It did work out.
Smart idea.
Yeah. And but rendering, I don't do a lot of heavy 3D lifting.
Yeah.
And so my render time, and I have a faster computer these days, and I actually installed an SSD hard drive in my workstation, and so things are a tiny bit faster now. So I don't have to sleep at the office waiting for things to render now.
Well, that's good. It's because you have a very nice place.
I do.
That you can call your own.
Yeah, and it's within walking distance of the office, which is really nice.
Wait, what? That's great.
Yeah, my apartment is. You know where the Rebar is, downtown.
Yeah, I know where.
Yeah,
Rebar
my apartment's
is.
Just.
Oh,
the
so
corner.
Walking distance. Yeah.
I mean, it's a 15-minute walk, but it's walking.
Yeah, distance. But it's still a walk. Yeah.
I'm certainly not going to drive.
Yeah, once you get to the Midwest, you start driving a lot more.
Right.
And walking distance gets a lot shorter because of that.
Right.
It's funny, your world expands, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's only 40 miles away. I can make it there. That's no problem. But, oh, I have to walk how many blocks? Ooh, don't wanna.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't know, the weather's worse here in some ways. In other ways, though, I don't know.
It's more
cold.
It's more extreme there than it is over here.
Yeah. So it doesn't mess around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? your brain...
Serious weather.
...is able to... Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, not that frivolous weather that everybody just sort of throws off. Okay, so I have a question for you again.
Yes, sir.
You know, this might just be us talking about things that we have been involved in or will be involved in.
That's fine.
Or whatever. Okay, I'm going to say something. Feel free to bleep it out and say, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
Or, you know, say, oh, it's great. Or, you know, or actually talk to me about it. Either way. The coffee table.
Yeah.
How are things going with that?
Things are good.
Okay, good.
So
I just want to make sure that because, you know, lots of times the editing of these things falls directly on your shoulders.
Yeah.
So if they weren't going good and you didn't want to talk about it because you're like,
So
you know, I'm neck deep in it.
The coffee table is, for those of you listening at home or in your car or whatever, The Coffee Table is a web series that Seattle playwright Scott O'Moore wrote and directed. And we filmed...
Wonderfully talented Scott O'Moore.
Exactly. We filmed the first season, like October of 2009 is when we started principal photography. And we had to postpone because the actual coffee table prop was not finished. And so we had to take a break while we retooled that. And we picked up principal photography for season one in February of 2010. Coffee Table Season 1 was released through a series of unfortunate events. We kept losing people who said that they would do things on the show. We finally released Season 1, I think, in May of 2013. I think that's when that happened.
That sounds about right.
And based on the response, Scott O wrote and started programming Seasons 2 and 3. And we filmed both seasons 2 and 3 at once. And we released
back to back,
like they did with Back to the Future parts 2 and 3. And we released season 2 last May of 2015. And so season 3 is still in the hopper. Now, I have finished everything on season 3. It's all edited. It's all, you know, the effects are in. The color correction is there. I'm just waiting for my sound designer to give me the final mixes.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, and so...
Scoop. It's a scoop.
So...
Maybe.
The problem...
That's great to hear.
I don't know if it's a problem, but Scotto is an incredibly talented man, and he has many, many different interests, and... And basically has moved on from this project. I noticed that...
Is he the sound designer by any chance?
No. He's not the sound designer.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Because if that's the issue, then...
No.
Oh, because he did... what was it? H.P. Lovecraft Stand-Up Comedian?
Which
was one of the things.
Which was a great show at Annex. He's doing an independent comic book called Storm and Desire, which I saw a bit of it online today. But also
Storm and Desire
.com. I think I'm surprised that was actually available. Maybe it's like a Storm and Desire comic. But anyway, the URL for the Coffee Table, which is thecoffeetable.tv, is broken. It doesn't exist anymore. And I've emailed Scott on and said, hey, this thing happened, and I didn't get a response. But I'm still, I'm still waiting to get the final mixes, and the show should be online soon enough. It's season one is 15, 3 to 5 minute episodes. Seasons 2 and 3 are 10 episodes each. They are between 5 and 7 minutes each, the episodes.
So, yeah.
Fun little show. I will be happy when I no longer have to think about it.
The reason I bring it up is because one of the things that happened as I was leaving was that there were still some voiceovers that I had to record for it.
Yeah.
So we did a marathon recording session of those.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly.
You are the voice of the coffee table. And
I am the voice of the coffee table, yes.
On your... penultimate night in Seattle, we performed at Spin the Bottle, and we still hadn't re-recorded your VO for the coffee table. So Scott and I sat you down at my workstation, and we recorded all of your lines right before that edition of Spin the Bottle.
Indeed. And we should point out that, of course, the coffee table is, as you said, a prop. So
yeah.
I was actually hiding behind a couch, moving a thing back and forth to make a light go for a while. Yeah. And
on days when you were not able to be there, other crew members took that duty. In fact, there was one day when I actually sat behind the couch and moved the light switch.
Look at that. Well, that's awesome. Thank you for your service.
Yeah,
sir.
My pleasure. And I'm the only one who knows when that happens in the show.
Haha.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were times when we would turn to the... Because you were editing so much, people would turn and say, hi, Ben, to you.
Yes.
In the... So that you would say hello to you in the editing bay.
I could put together a supercut of everybody saying hi, Ben.
Oh, you totally should, but that would also be a lot more work for you.
It would be more work. I'm trying to not do as much work anymore. Although I have the time available now, I could.
I gotta say that that's something that I've always admired about our approach to art.
We did as little work as possible.
Aesthetic is yeah. Let's like any time that somebody would say to us, sometimes we worked together, but on projects that other people were doing,
right?
And they would say something like, "Oh, we've cut your lines for this thing," and we'd be like, "Great." The less lines we had, the better. What we did, because people have often asked me to kind of describe it, it wasn't really improv as much as it was, like, I don't know, in a war, perhaps? You have a vague idea?
Yeah, I considered it structured chaos. We knew what we were going to do when we got out on stage, but we never had rehearsed it.
That's right.
We had a goal that we had to get to, and we knew kind of how we were going to do it, but we never knew what was going to happen.
And sometimes, we would. I'm thinking specifically about the Tacoma song. We would get a moral lesson. Right before we would get on. Basically, I think you'd agree with me on this, that when we first started out, we didn't really care too much about people's feelings and things like that. I mean, we sort of did. We've never been, like, necessarily
we weren't inconsiderate. Bad people. Yeah.
Right. But I think that towards the end of it, especially, like we were more socially conscious than a lot of other people, because we knew kind of what it felt like to be jerks, and we didn't like it.
and specifically, more to the point of the Tacoma song, we did this rap that had the lyric in it.
Even as you're saying it, I feel horrible.
I gotta tell you, I consider the Tacoma song to be one of the high points and low points for us, because it's in my iTunes, and it got pulled up just on Shuffle recently, and I was so embarrassed listening to it. But there's a line in there, legless, armless, holes in her face, whatever you like, Tacoma's your place, or something to that effect.
Yes.
And we were the...
It was just the idea that Tacoma... We were painting a picture of Tacoma that is in no way accurate.
Right.
And that it was a carnival wonderland of... Go ahead.
Well,
sorry.
Anyway, we were the last act for the evening, and we spent the entire show in the lounge rehearsing the lyrics, rehearsing singing the song.
Yes.
And during intermission, we sang it to our friend Gavin Cummins. And after we were done singing it to him, he looks at us and he goes, "You guys do realize that there's a woman in the audience who has no legs tonight."
it's also possible that at that time I made a horrible joke like, "Does she have legs on other nights?" And that sort of thing. But Gavin, to his credit, you know, said it with such gravitas that we realized, oh, wait.
Yeah.
We got to do something. So we changed. Do you remember how we changed it or what we changed it to?
You know what? I don't. I don't remember what we changed it to.
But we did change it.
We did change it. We took the phrase legless out of the song. And if I remember correctly, it screwed us up during the performance.
It did screw us up. And Michael White. Is he Michael Hayes now?
He is Michael Hayes now. But at the time, he was Michael White.
Right. Exactly. Michael Hayes saved us.
So what had happened
by starting it over and putting on some better lights.
Yeah. So what had happened is we got to that point and we just totally screwed it up to the point to where neither of us were singing. The music track is still going and we're just kind of dumbly staring at each other, wondering what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we asked the audience or they demanded it, but there was the question of should we start over or start from where we ended up?
Yes.
And it was probably Michael who was like, start over.
I believe I said something. I think Michael said start over, and I said something like, these people deserve to hear what we came here to tell them. Now, just one thing about Tacoma. You and I have shirts. I still have mine somewhere that say Tacoma on it.
Yeah, I got mine too.
Because we had already pitched this idea that Tacoma was this wonderful place.
Right.
And one of our bits, we tried to get someone from the audience to agree to go to Tacoma with us. For those of you not in the Seattle area, Tacoma is pretty far away.
And that bit was a great bit, and it almost worked.
Well, what happened was someone agreed to go to Tacoma with us, and then at the end of the thing, Spin the Bottle starts at 11:30, ends at like 2, I guess?
Well, technically it starts at 11, but, you know, they hold the house for, you know, whatever, however
yeah,
long.
Yeah, they always, you can always plan on it happening at 11:30.
Yeah.
So then we two audience members agreed to go with us. And then as we were getting ready to go, we all looked at each other. We're like, you know, we could just go to like
the IHOP down IHOP. The street. We were going to go to the Denny's in Tacoma, which technically is in Fife.
Yeah. And we let them know that too, that it's technically in Fife, but instead, we ended up going IHOP, and somebody from the audience came to IHOP afterwards, and they saw us all there, and they were bummed out, and they said they were really angry. I was like, "How? Not really angry, but you know what I mean." They called us out.
The added,
and it was like.
Yeah, the added wrinkle to all of this is that we were going to tape the whole thing and make a video bit out of it, but right before, right as Bruce was introducing us, we noticed that we did not have a tape in the camera.
Oh, we noticed that we didn't have a tape in the camera. I was supposed to put a tape in the camera, and I didn't.
And basically...
you're very generous, sir.
I remember, standing in the stairwell waiting to go on, and Bruce was like, "Now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Goody and Lawrence." And you look at me, you're like, "There's no tape."
That's how early it was. Their phones did not record video at that time.
Yeah.
At all. There was
mini DV camcorder.
Now, I'm looking at the time. It's 53 minutes and 22 seconds.
Yeah.
I think it's time to yell for, or do we do that at 5 minutes?
Oh, dear God. Oh, no, do it now. Because, you know, we can
Hey, Benny!
Have time to wrap up afterwards.
Benny!
You'll be happy to know that my water was not turned off this morning, and so I have freshly showered, and I do not have to leave immediately.
She's not coming.
This is what I was talking
Benny!
About last week during the yelling for Betty, the like yelling part of yelling for Betty. I was talking about how I hadn't showered day, and it's amazing how gross you feel if you have not for me at least, if I have not showered in the morning.
Yeah,
and I'm not a disgusting
person. Oh, it's here she comes.
Hello, people! I am back.
Holy God!
So Ben, I was thinking about this last time. Oh, Ben, here, Betty, put Ben in your ear.
Okay.
last time, we asked Betty what it was like being a tween. I was thinking about something different that we could do this time, Ben.
Okay.
Ask Betty a heavy philosophical question.
A heavy philosophical question.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Betty, can you hear me?
Yes, you're kind of loud.
I'm kind of loud? Well, that's what my seventh grade art teacher kept telling me. That's actually true. He kept telling me to be quiet. I didn't think I was being loud at all.
Okay,
you
don't
strike me as a loud person,
okay,
really.
Okay, well, ask me the question already, please.
Okay, I see you're a very busy person, and I should get on with it. I have a question. Mm-hmm. If
yes,
if one possesses a soul, does that soul have weight? Does it have mass?
If one possesses a soul...
Can you measure it?
Not possesses like a demon possesses someone. If someone has a soul, mm-hmm. if the soul exists... Yeah. First of all, do you think souls exist?
Yes!
Okay, so are souls a physical thing? Do they have weight?
Well, it is one, so... I think one has just a bit weight, but it's just a straight line with a few squiggly-doos on it, since it's one.
a soul is just a straight line with some squiggly-doos
in
it?
No, I mean one is.
Oh, what? One is a straight line. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I think one has a soul.
So you think... Let me make sure. Because of the way that Ben phrased his question... You're telling me that you think the numeral one has a soul.
Yes! And it has some weight.
Do all numbers have souls?
Yes!
Okay, so I gotta ask a question. Is two soul bigger than one soul?
No.
And is it linear or is it exponential?
They're all the same size.
All the number of souls are the same size. So
yeah,
352 souls is just as big as one soul.
So numbers have souls, but
their souls are just hearts with different colors. At least that's what Undertale taught me.
I guess that is true. Souls are just hearts with different colors.
Okay. I can dig it.
In a way. All right. What about people's souls? Do people's souls weigh anything?
No. They're ghosts.
They don't weigh anything.
No, they're hearts with different colors.
But wait. Human souls are hearts with different colors also?
No, actually, number souls aren't. Human souls are.
Oh.
And monsters. At least that's what Undertale taught me.
Okay. I think I see where this is going. All right, Betty, anything that you want to tell us that you've learned? Any news for the people?
What did you learn in school recently?
Oh yeah, what did you learn in school recently?
Subtracting, thousands with zeros in them.
Oh, how do you do that?
I box in, like, everything except for the last number that... can't be subtracted by the other one. Then I turn all the zeros into nines and turn the 10,000s thing into like one less number, and then I subtract and I get a number.
And does that usually work?
Yes!
I'm wondering if that's
when
the...
when you subtract... Oh, sorry.
I'm wondering if that's the new Common Core way of doing math that I've been reading so much about.
Maybe so, but I don't know. Do you do Common Core math, or is it...
What does Common Core mean?
Okay, well, I guess that's your answer. In some way, tax dollars at work, Ben!
Yay!
Yay!
Well, I don't pay taxes in Missouri.
What's... Oh.
Anything you want to ask me?
I don't live in Missouri, Ben. I live in Illinois.
It's all the same to me.
Ugh! Flyover states. I get it. Yeah, oh, by the way, I have a mandolin now.
A mandolin?
Hey,
Yeah.
I went to high school with a mandolin.
You got anything to ask me?
God.
You said that very philosophical thing.
Oh, anything else to ask Betty? Are you done, Betty? Is that your plan?
Betty, Betty, I have one more question I want to ask you. What's something that only works in movies?
Special effects.
All right, there we have it. The answer, special effects. Only works in movies.
Well, special effects only works in movies. And Betty, what's something that only works in life?
Plants.
Plants.
Plants. Plants only work.
I think that's that we found the name of this episode, Ben.
Plants. Plants? That's just the name of the episode?
Yeah,
plants? Okay.
Plants. P-L-A-N-T-S. If if people listen this far, now they know why it's called Plants. Aren't you glad you waited? Everybody?
All right. Thank you, Betty. It's so having you on the show.
Goodbye, Internet Land. See you next time.
See you next time.
Okay. She's running away.
Hooray. I mean, boo. I mean, there goes Betty. So,
See, my hope is that this podcast continues on for years and years to come.
It's like a teenager, Dad, I don't want to do your stupid podcast.
Exactly. And at that point, we'll play the thing that you just did for her on whatever three-dimensional mind puzzle thing.
Well, apparently my nephew is going to create holograms, so we'll have a hologram podcast. Hey, so the thing I was going to say...
Doesn't he know that they already exist?
Well, they exist. Boy. They're very constrained. They're very constrained. He wants to create a holodeck kind of immersive environment.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's something.
I was thinking about the horror of a feedback loop of a holodeck.
Uh-huh.
Like you make a holodeck of the holodeck.
A holodeck inside
it
a holodeck.
Just keeps on getting...
I believe they've done that.
It just, to me, it's frightening.
Because you never know what's real. It's like
exactly
like this episode of Rick and Morty, which you should really watch. Rick and Morty. I've seen every episode
twice.
You know
what?
It's one of my favorite shows.
My birthday is May 15th. If anybody wants to get me a DVD set of Rick and Morty,
all right. Hey, you know what?
Speaking
of birthdays,
what's that?
Speaking of birthdays, I know it's kind of late.
Did I miss your birthday? When is it?
My birthday was yesterday.
Ben, happy birthday!
Thanks.
Oh my gosh!
I turned 40 yesterday.
Wait, what?
Can you
believe
that?
Are you serious?
I know, right? Who knew I'd make it this
far?
And
I'm serious about this. You don't look a day over 30.
Well, I got the liver of a 50-year-old, I tell you.
It's in a jar underneath the seat of my car.
If his wife finds out, I'm in deep trouble.
Oh, Lord. So, awesome, Ben. Hey, I gotta say, 40 is great because when you're in your 20s or your 30s and something hurts, you're like, oh no, I should go to the doctor for that. And when you get past 40, if something hurts, you're like, well, there's another thing that's gonna hurt on me forever.
It's just all part
of... And it's great.
All part of getting old.
You save... Yep, exactly. You save money. It's good.
Yep.
All right, well, Ben, happy birthday, and I'm sorry that I didn't call you yesterday.
That's all right. Well, you're not on social media anymore, so Facebook
exactly
did not remind
nothing
you.
Reminds me when people's birthdays are. It's
and I'm,
very sad.
I'm not the kind of person to just like text my friends, be like, "It's my birthday, jerks! Wish me a happy one."
Oh yeah, well, a happy one, Ben.
Maybe I'll do that next year. I'll text you on my birthday and I'll say, "It's my birthday, jerk! Wish me a happy one."
Text me the day before your birthday.
Okay.
And something better could happen, maybe.
It's a
but
deal.
All right, well, happy birthday, Ben.
Thanks.
And I think we did it. We did it. This is a successful. What a great podcast that we did today.
The secret word is plants. If you've listened thus far, email us at bensemail@yahoo.com, @gmail.com.
And seriously,
the secret word
right now, the fake reader mail that we do, we will suspend it to read your real viewer mail if you send us.
I don't know, that might put some people off.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask you. I know we're running long. We should cut this short. But I texted you that the previous episode was live.
Oh, you know what? We could go for 2 hours if you want.
No, I don't want to do that. But I texted you that the previous episode was live, and you said I promoted it. How did you promote it? What channels?
I put a picture of it on Instagram.
Oh.
And I vined me watching it.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
Without any sound. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, not exactly. How about you? How have you been?
I
was listening to when's the next panel jumper like that you actually are recording past this thing?
We will probably be recording more Perfect Bound podcasts next either Wednesday or Thursday.
All right. Well, feel free to mention the fact that we're doing this.
Yeah. No, I will.
And also, you know, if you like, you know, you can always take recordings of me ripping on something Cole says and play it for him.
I'll read texts.
Okay, yeah, you can. Oh, in the podcast. I just meant in real life. Just hey, Cole, check this out.
He thinks you're wrong Cole about Metal Gear.
Cole and I agree on most things, and I think I already said that that Chris and Nicole have both given me good advice on things.
Yeah, they're good people.
So I like all the people there, and because of your podcast, I knew that Saga 5 had come out, and I was able to get that.
Clever.
For Jennifer to read, because we are both Saga fans.
Yeah, it's a very popular title from what I hear. I've not read it myself. I've actually just been catching up on Letter 44, which is a fascinating little series.
That's the one where the president gets information about aliens.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically what if the fictional what's that genre called? Fiction and
I'm making finger quotes here. Yeah,
fictional history, fictional something like that. Anyway, what if the Afghan and Iraqi wars were all basically just a build up to develop better technified aliens? So
again, yeah, fictional.
And the I see what
keep
you're making
telling
the quotes
yourself
for.
That.
And the president is supposed to be an analog for Obama, but he looks a lot like Reed Richards, I gotta say. Anyway.
Well, jet fuel can't melt steel beams, Ben. Anyway,
no, but fire can.
What? I suppose
heat can.
It can. Hey, wait a second.
Hey, I'm pouring this jet fuel on this metal beam. It's not melting. What's going on? You gotta light it on fire first.
I can't believe no one's ever brought that up. Actually, have you tried to talk to Richard Lefebvre about that?
You and I have actually talked to him about 9-1-1 conspiracy theories, and he sold me. I love listening to him talking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh man, what a great guy!
I can't say I'm on board with
to
his
talk
beliefs,
about
but it's
stuff
fun
like that.
To, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing is that if you want to know about stuff, Richard will tell you.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him in over 10 years, probably.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a long time.
And you live in the same state as him.
I do.
So.
Probably the same city.
Well, you live in the same geographic location. Yeah. As
Cascadia, is apparently what this region is called.
Oh, yeah. How's that going, by the way? Independence happening yet? Have you started thinking about it?
Well, we're close. We just have a couple of more canvassing neighborhoods to canvass, and we'll get enough signatures.
Wait until November, and you'll see what happens.
Oh gosh, November.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, maybe next week we'll talk about this crazy election cycle or something else.
Oh yeah. Maybe that's what we'll call next week's podcast. This crazy election cycle.
That airs somewhere in March. All right. Well, hey, Paul, right. It's been fun talking to you.
Thanks, Ben. It's been fun talking to you, too. I really like this. It's filled a hole in my being.
Hooray.
So I appreciate it.
Yeah, and send me your audio file so I can put this silly little thing together.
I will send you my audio file, and I will talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. All right.
Thanks, man. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.